Bez Hashem, today will be the last shiur before the Yom Tovim, and the next shiur will be the Monday of Parshas Noach. Okay. We'll sing it then. Okay. Last time we were discussing the famous discussion of, is Hargasha an absolute requirement, or is it just a siman that it was Bar Migufa? And this question was asked by the Shalah to the Maram Lublin, and the Maram Lublin responded that it's an absolute requirement. So even if it was Bar Migufa, but there was no Hargasha, it will still be a Derabbanan. We have a Shulchan Aruch here? Yeah, just a regular Shulchan Aruch. It will still be Migufa. And that is the... Now, we're on the beginning part.
No, which one?
I haven't quoted yet. Okay, so that is the the Sidrei Tara was the one who wanted to entertain the possibility that's not the case. According to some Rishonim, that once you know it's Bar Migufa, then you don't need Hargasha, because it was Bar Migufa, and Hargasha is just a siman that was Bar Migufa. Now, and others disagree. The Sidrei Tara claims, we'll see in Shitas Rashi, the Sidrei Tara claims from Rashi that it's just a siman. Which Rashi? So you take a look here in the first packet on page 7. So that's the famous Gemara of Amishmul Batka Karka Olam. Yoshva Leo Matzadam Tahora. So then the Gemara quotes various brises and things like that. And I'm not sure you don't need Hargasha. And the Gemara says on the bottom line of Nun Gimel Nun Zayin Bet Beis, that Shmuel agrees is Tameya Midrabbanan. So in all those cases in the brises that says she's Tameya, there was no Hargasha, it's Tameya Midrabbanan. Then the Gemara says, Ravashi Omar Shmuel, who Omar Kirav Nechemia, Domer of Nechemia, called over Sheinu Mekabal Tuma, Inu Mekabal Ksamen. So Ravashi says, look at Rashi, Ravashi Omar, time of the Shmuel, the Omar Leel, Barka Kaka Olam, Lami Shum Hargasha, Elikir Ravi Nechemis, really. In other words, the reason why it's Tahar, Barka Kaka Olam, Yishol Olam, Tzumei, Matzol Adam Tahora, is not because of Hargasha, meaning not because you need Hargasha and you didn't have Hargasha, but rather because Ksamim and Dovra Mekabal Tuma is Tahar. So the Sidrei Tara understands this Rashi to mean that not because you need Hargasha and you don't have, because you don't really need Hargasha. All you need is to know that it's Vaday Migufa. And therefore, if it's Vaday Migufa, then it's Tomei. So here, we know it's Vaday Migufa because he's Bodka Kaka Olam. So he knows that it's Vaday Migufa. So therefore, she's Tahora. So the question that they ask on this pshat, Sefer Be'er Azriel quotes Chasam Sofer, it says, what does that mean? I mean, you're telling me it's a Daraisa, but still we're going to be Mako, but Eina Mekabel Tumah. Very difficult. You know, you can only Mako on Eina Mekabel Tumah once it's on a Darabana level, and then you could say it's Mutar Lagamri Eina Mekabel Tumah. But to say that, no, Lav Nishum Hagosha means that it's not because the lacking of Hargasha, you need Hargasha and you didn't have Hargasha, but it's because Hargasha is only a sin. He's reading a lot into Rashi saying that. So that's why many don't like this. The Aruch HaShulchan has a whole long discussion of what this Rashi means. You see, he thinks that it means something else. He thinks that it means that Lamishum Hargasha, not because of not having Hargasha, and therefore it's mutter because you're supposed to have Hargasha and you didn't, because it's still Osir Midrabanan, even without Hargasha, but since it's not in the Mekabel Tumah, it's going to be mutter Lagamer. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So this Rashi, it could be there other, has other rides as well. It's not such an ironclad ride, but this is the, as the Be'er Azriel discusses, the Rashi that he is omitted on. Now, if you're looking for, in the Rishonim, for somebody to say that about whether you need Hargasha or you don't need Hargasha, so let's take a look in the Marach or Zarua. What page? Is it this packet, the next packet, the Marach or Zarua? Somebody help me find where the Marach, which page the Marach or Zarua is on. One of these packets here you have from the page one. Supplement packet one. What page?
Page four.
Page four. Simple. Yeah, here it is. Any maybe in call the Bodek is not so to me a bala bchata is to come in young shafir and mean a magesh is not a need of a dois. So she's in need of a dois even without her garsha. We also even knew that he part of his name Mori Harav Avadya. He spoke to his Rebbe, Rav Avadya. So he says that Achatargish Bipsara doesn't mean you need Hargasha. It just means you need to find it in the Prozdor. Nothing. Targish b'psar means it's nimtza b'psara. Av bishul argish b'btiyosu min amocher. You can't ask him. Who's the cut tzricha b'dika? So the main one second. So he's saying all you need to know that basically that it's vaday migufa. So once it's vaday, if it's vaday migufa, so then that's it. So so this shita, the Marach Rezerua, you know, in other words, if you're looking for a Rishon that says it out, you know, in the Rishonim, so Rav Avadya, not, you know, the Rishon Rav Avadya, is the, he explains that that's what it means, Asher Tag Yish B'Psara. In other words, you want to say even he maybe only means that you have to find it inside, but if you find it outside, so then already have a clear. I'm sorry. Right. But and what if you see it coming out? Is that the same?
Well, I'm saying
right. In other words, that's what a kesem is. You find it outside,
right.
So it's not nimtz of b'sar. But there, you found it. But here, it could be if you're seeing it coming out. That's also like maybe. Yeah, but basically, what he's saying is that there's no special requirement of an extra din of hargasha. In other words, he says it out. The Rashi, you can dray a hin, dray a hair, but you know. But he says it out, but that doesn't mean we paskin like this opinion. I mean, Rav Shechter quoted Rav Soloveitchik that thought that that's the Iker Halacha, but it's generally not the accepted view.
You don't see that, because what they're saying is,
I'm never saying
your first one is
kept, you know, but I think
your first
one is
right.
Right.
You don't see that from him.
Right. Maybe he requires Ramesh Nimtz of And why? That's exeris akasim.
Nimtz
of b'sara. Right, but it's hard to understand why there would be a difference. But in other words, if you saw it on the bag, and I understand, but if you didn't see it on the bag, you saw it coming out. So okay. But you didn't feel it coming out of the Makor.
Maybe it means like, what else do you do? Like, I don't know. Maybe it means like, but the thing
that you're saying is Keshem is the Reis. No, I'm not saying Keshem is the Reis. But all I would say is that if it's, maybe if it's still coming out, it would be the Reis.
No, but they were saying if you see Keshem, then you go for
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that approach. Yeah. Yeah, Yisrael?
According to this, the washing of Achat Hargish is the washing of... If you find Hargash, that means it's becoming aware of.
Yeah.
Hargish is sorry, means that the washing becomes aware of that.
She becomes aware of it in her...
Hargash doesn't mean feeling, per se. It means like...
Right, to be aware, like you said, be aware of it, be cognizant of it in the prose door. And I guess... But is it a din like Yediyah, like you said in your day? You know, Yediyah's Harubas. You know, you need to have a Yediyah when it's there. And maybe if you have Yediyah later on, you mean say, and if a, you know, like if a woman gets her period and she. So she only saw it on the baguette, even a reboy time, even a whole period. Could that possibly be a drabon according to this opinion? But that's the so that is the shita that changes, but it's not the general rehita sapoiskim. Because we assume that a ribui dam is a riyah, either because we assume that there was a gush, they know what they're talking about. Yeah, Jake and I we visited Rav Tzinner yesterday, so. We were discussing the shear of Aria. So he's into the, you know, again, as we've said in the past, it's not an exact science. but he was into the half dollar bill thing, meaning paper dollar bill. He said Rabbi Yosef, he was into that. But okay, you know, some people are into that. It's a hashara. What can I tell you?
You mean the
shear
of Grisva Od?
No. Grisva Od is the shear of whatever.
Oh, what's the shear of Ribui Dam?
Ribui Dam, yeah.
Okay.
Again, Ribui Dam is, as Rabbi Tachman always likes to say, it's nowhere in Shas and Poskim. It's only a modern invention. To try to reinvent the wheel, so to speak.
Rabbi
Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv is not there. Yeah.
Yeah, because
He used the idea of the Regilus Pekah. Not necessarily. Rabbi Moshe used the Rebu Dam.
Yeah.
So that's
what you're talking about, because, I mean, because Kozmanic,
right.
So.
But the question is, he's saying it's a dindaraisa.
If the doctor sees blood inside a woman, or she knows the blood inside a woman,
the Rambam,
right.
The Chazaka Baba Hargosha.
He'll say that.
Yeah, but the question maybe is the question of dindaraisa versus the Rabbanim. Well, that's the question, whether it's only... Some say the reason why Nimtza Bifnim is because she did a Bedikah, the Bedikah camouflaged the Hargasha.
Right.
But Rav Abadi's into the Orcha Shulchan, who says that Napsha, the Bedikah camouflaged, but the Orcha Shulchan says, Hazaka Boba Hargasha means that it was Boba Hargasha Mikodim. But you found that on Bedikah now, so where was the Hargasha? Hazaka, it was Boba Hargasha Mikodim, and now you're first finding the Dam. But not that it camouflaged. Now, okay, so that's this, now if you look, take a look in the Knei Bosim. Yeah, 16. So, you see, he deals with the question, the age-old question, that if we don't have real hargashas, if you want to say we don't have hargashas, and then we're just koshesh for hargashas, so maybe on a kesem you should also be koshesh. So the Knei Boisim the big Talmud Chacham, very big Mora Hara. And I saw him once. I told you, the year I was in Keren Biavne, so we got a lulav in Meir Sharim. And I didn't really have a question about my lulav, but everyone was lining up in front of him, so I figured I wanted to see who he was. So I also lined up. And then he said it was good, but I just wanted to see who he was. So I saw who he was. And I said the lulav was okay. Well, those refers is a different halacha, because even if it's vade migufa, but it didn't come out into the prose door. So that's a chisaron in how the dam came out. That's a separate tour.
I have a fear of a vade.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because this is a separate thing. It has to, the dam has to be vade, but you also have other requirements. One of the other requirements is it has to come onto the prose door. But if it never came into the prose door because you intercepted it, then it's a separate, then it wouldn't be metamic for other reasons. In other words, you're right. If everything is natural, fine, but there's another outside reason to make it not a deraisa. So he says like this. Mikol Mokum, he writes here, Mikol Mokum on page 17. Shabal, yes. Mikol Mokum, Shabal Fane Kesem, the fourth line. Shabal Fane Kesem, few pachas mikigris. Shabimara hadam nira shahu migufa. Whereas, I could see from the dam, the color of the, you know, like, it looks very much red, amnida. Hare mitoch anisayin, hini noeg voma shatasa bedika be'ed, v'harbe pa'omim shabokim chabosim dam gomer. That's the ashe'e nimtza b'shabokim sheish lasas bedika zu, mikol mokum is bazeinu shabtsiyas u'kanal, himnita ha'kesim bon kvom, harezak e'en ha'lom zayim min ha'isir. Ha'meschakim e'enu ela mafsit sh'af shalom v'lge mikshom. Okay. So that's the thing that he says to do that we'll talk about other places, but I think someplace here he also writes that he would be machmir if it's very red, even though it wasn't ribui dam, he would also be choshe. I think it was him, if I'm not mistaken, would be margish, would be koshish that it's a deraisa. In other words, not only, I think he's the one that says that not only the ribui dam he's koshish on, but even in the color. But I have to find that line. But I want to show you also, it's on the package, in the Torah Shlomin.
Is it the kind of person that's just saying that you would be mafmir?
In other words, then he was basically he's saying, well, once there's a very red, it's going to be a nida. I mean, he'll make you do a badika thing. But basically he's holding that if it's very red, even a little bit, then you're going to treat it like a nida deraisa. Yeah, but I thought someplace else he might write even without a bedika.
Normally we say that a balas kesem shouldn't do a bedika, right?
Well, yeah, that's a separate discussion.
Yeah.
Now, the Shach writes in the beginning of Hilchos Nida, who should targish? How to be deraisa? With Rabbanon, to me, I will teach a lo higisha. And so there's a Torah Shlomim on this. So the Torah Shlomo says like this: Aval gav the mevur spiral kamon. The aval gav the lohir gisha rak b'kesim ba'alma lufa to mehanik shir gadol kigris. Chaber the balom hashiv to mei afil b'tibes dam kichardol kein b'stam hu shetargish. Zegam kein kavodas haTorah shulku loshon amechaber. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. In other words, the concept of Nida Midraban. So I was giving a shiur in the Pesach, in the Kolel. So in the middle of the shiur, I was telling the fellows about this new category of Nida Midraban that's not a custom. So Rabbi Hirsch asked, where did it come from? So one source is, as we're talking about at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Kuf Pei Gimel Gimel, says, Shim Adam Bavade Migufa below Hagasha, the Mei Midrabanan. Appeal in Pachas Mikashir. So what does that mean? That there's no, it's not a, it's a Mei Midrabanan, it's a Nidim Midrabanan, but it doesn't have a Din Kesem. Because there's no Tliya, and therefore, but it's still a concept of a Nidim Midrabanan.
You don't have the Heterim of Kesem.
Yeah, so it could be also that, and we were discussing that, like Rabbi Tov was saying, that maybe any time she doesn't have, maybe a ribudam, you know, could be considered a nida midrabanan. And there was the whole question of Rabbi Shechter. The woman comes to Rabbi Shechter, I'm wearing blue underwear, so I don't have to go to the mikveh. So it's ridiculous. So what's the vort? So either we say that because there are chashina and some type of hargasha, or we say in a chanami, that it's like Rabbi Tavon said from Rabbi Feinstein. He says the Velt doesn't want to give up neither the Raisa, but he's willing to say there's a possibility that the need is only the Rabbanan. But this case is not a Kesem. See, people in their mind think, oh, need Rabbanan, it's Kesem. But that in the Kuda, you have to, you know, I'm not saying that Halachi, if he passes the Rabbanan, but I'm just saying he said, "Rabbi, talk about it. It could be a possibility. It's within the realm of possibility, but it's still going to be usur. And you're not going to get the kulas of ksamim because it's not a kesim. So what is it? It's a nida midrabanan. This is just for lihargasha. Even though it could be vade mikufa, it's still a nida midrabanan, and therefore you're not going to get the kulas of any of the kulas of ksamim, but it could still be midrabanan."
But we still have in this term Nidah Rabbanon, like telling the Maram is coming up. This is even pushing the envelope of Nidah Rabbanon to even say that some art could be Nidah Rabbanon. And this is even maybe undoing Rabbos Kesamim. Maybe this Nidah Rabbanon pushed to like the nth degree. That even a Kesem could, what meaning if you see it coming out of your body and there's no harkasha, so you can say, okay, maybe neither of them. But this is saying you didn't see it coming out. You just see it on the other way.
Like, you didn't see it coming out, right.
This is like pushing neither of them
further.
Further.
Right, because it wasn't, you just found it was Nimtza.
Right, but you
could have to get there.
Where else did it come from?
Right. But there was no Hargasha. So then you still call it a Nida Mirabana. In other words, you could still say this is a Kesa. A Kesa Menena Mugamal Tumba. So that much.
Where do you think it came from?
Right. That's what the Siddur Torah says, that he was.
The Gemara didn't say he's the Rabbana.
Yeah. And then the and the Torah Shlomim, he says that Rishach says you need Targish Midaraisa. You need the Raisa, that's the Raisa, but if it's not, if it's Bali Hargasha, but if you didn't have Hargasha, then it could be Tmeya Midrabanan. But I still think that concept of Midrabanan could be helpful. Small kesem, say even bigger than a gris kesem. So that's what I'm trying to say from Rav Soloveitchik. Yes, but that's called Vade Migufa, and then that's finished. He was into the Sidre Tara, that's Vade Migufa, and therefore.
Okay,
you use a Pachos Migufa. Yeah, even Pachos Migufa. It's Vade Migufa, it should be awesome.
Right, really
right. Right. So this is not the extent. No, it's not Makubal. I mean, it's not Makubal. That we're assuming that either you say that if it's a small thing, so then we call it a kesem. If it's a big thing, because we don't view it as Vade Migufa, even though Mustamah it is Vade Migufa, but we still say there was no Hargasha. If you want to say the standard psak is that whenever there's a Ribudam, we assume there was a Hargasha, and if it's not Midam, there's no Hargasha. Or you want to say the other way, that and either of them didn't have Hargasha, but was still going to view a Riboy Dam as a Vade Migufa, not a Mir Dam. But in the end of the day, the Minag is to be Megal.
At the same time, the Beit Korah, also, like, all of the Mishnayos, the Gemara, and the Kliyot, like, they have
Kesem, the Korah. Right.
From
Ksamim.
If it's
what he's saying is, we know that anything on a woman's underwear, where did it come from?
Yeah,
I don't know the word.
They come from the arts and crafts.
But once she
can see us, once
she's
multi-kesem, it's another kesem. Yeah, so that's what we assume.
Clear, but if it's clear, you don't even need to tell us the clear.
Yeah, if you have a real clear, but here... Yeah. Now,
You just said the same thing, right?
Yeah, that's what they said. Now, there was an article written in the... It's on here on page Hagasha, supplement packet 1, page 29, by Rabbi Eliezer Ben Porat, co-authored with Professor Pesach Clayman. These were two people in Ottawa. What? I know. Ben Porat moved to the Lakewood area, but this Zman, he was in Eretz Yisrael, Beit El. He gave Yerodeish here. He's Yisrael Ben Porat's father. So he wrote this article together with Professor Clayman, basically assuming that that a woman who takes pills and she stains from the pills, she's a... is a nida deraisa, because it's hormonal. So you know it's hormonal. So Rabbi Willow, when he saw this article, that's Rabbi Pesach, Dr. Pesach Klein and Professor Pesach Klein is Rabbi Willow Gisimachotin. So he thought, which is the Sakhba Kubal, that unless there was real Hagasha or unless there was Rebuidan, we will treat him like a Kesson. Even though we know it's hormonal. But that's a tremendous chumra that he has in this article. Now, Rabbi Kellmer from West Hempstead told me a kiddush once from Rav Soloveitchik, which is not makubal at all. And that is anything... I shouldn't say it's not makubal at all, it's generally not makubal, but that anytime you do something with an unnatural balance of hormones, so basically anytime she's on any type of hormones and she stains, that's called a maka. So that is a tremendous chiddush.
Cool.
Tremendous. Like she's stating, she forgot the pill. So usually, you know, the person who gets the pill, they go away for Shabbos and they take the pill. So then she stains. If you don't take the pill at the exact time, every night, every day, whenever you take it, you're gonna stain. And sometimes it can be a lot. Because once you're keeping the pill on a regular basis, you're keeping the hormones at a certain level. When you stop one day, then now it's a different level, it's going to say. That's why when she goes on the placebo pill, that's why she gets her period for a day or two or whatever. Because you let the hormones drop, whatever. So then, that's what he wanted to say. Meaning, but for it, it's very schwer. Because like you have the Gemara, like kaf. Some of them point out to me, whatever the word kofza, you know, woman kofza and rasa. So the question whether so that's she's a nida. What caused the this when she jumped? That caused the hormonal level to change. So you're not going to say, oh, that's a maka, because basically the only thing Rabbi Tuchman pointed out. And we'll see in the Bez Hashem in the future Shir, is there's a machlokas between the Maram and the Ben Habach if a woman has cancer, Rahman al-Islam. And as a result of the cancer, she's bleeding. So there's no maka that you could say, this is a maka, this is a wound, but she has a machla that's causing it. So can you cause that, call that a maka? So that's a machlokas. Because if you want to say that basically, like the Dvar Shmuel says, that every Riyasha that's not normal is a Mata, because it's not Derech Riyah B'Kach, so then one could say that maybe even she has cancer. That was the machlokes between the Maram Lublin and the Ben Amach. So could you say the same thing, that if you take a pill and that causes you to stain, so... But there, it's because it's a sickness. Because then, end of the day, you still always have to give an explanation according to this svara that Rabbi Kellum is saying to Rav Zalveitchik, that kofs of rasa is still a nida. So why do you say that's abnormal hormonal thing and that shouldn't be? So no one says that. That's beferish. That's considered, you know, anida. It's not a maka. The only reason why some of the achronim want to say if she has cancer, so that's a sickness, so maybe that can be considered that a maka. But anytime you impose something in your body, I mean, if, like the Dvar Shmuel says, anytime you impose something, anytime it's a reishlo kedaka, so that's a maka. So, but that's only if something like Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, you take a stick and you poke it inside of her, so you cause trauma, that maybe can be considered a maka according to some. But if you do something that just causes the internal system to, but it's still coming out kedaka through the hormones, like it normally does. You just did something to keep the hormone, to incite the hormones. So it's hard to say. So if you did it, it's hard. Only thing, like my Talmud said, you know, you have that shita, the cancer, but because then at the end of the day, you're still going to have to explain how is that different than kofzer rasa. Unless you say kofzer is not hormonal. I don't know. It's generally not the, you know, but sometimes Rabbi Kalman said use it as a sniff together with other ideas here. But I don't know, to me it's hard to say that it's even a sniff to have such a... Maybe Rabbi Kalman was the Rav in the Young Israel Brookline before he was the Rav in West Hempstead. So he knew Rav Zalveitchik from those days, but I don't know. My feeling is that maybe there was some shas adchak and they came to Rav Zalveitchik, he thought of a svara. I don't know if that was a, you know, that was his shita, you know, as a that's my shita, and you know, like some other things he had a shita, but that's my hashara.
Very surprised, Rav Zalveitchik is quite reckoned, has a pretty low bar for the
Right, right. He's the right. One who's the who's going to be following the Sidre Tara. And then the other problem I had with Rav Salvechik is that we said yesterday that the Maram Lubin's Raya is from the is from the Rambam, and he's a big Rambam person. So so these things are very hard to.
So the Beis Shmuel is calling on Rav Yehuda Barad.
Beis Shmuel?
Who's the
Posek
who
says that it's like a matter?
What's a
matter? That means that the hormonal blood is like a matter. If you have abnormal hormones, that's what Rabbi
Kellerman was saying for Rav Salvation. Oh, Rabbi mentioned the Beis Shmuel.
The Dvar Shmuel was the one who says that if she has some Riyah Shalom Kedarka, not Derech Riyah B'Kach, that's so that she's Tahora. So like sort of like a Maka. So but no one would say I forget it's Rav in Borough Park, Rabbi Krauss in Borough Park I was discussing this with, you know?
Right.
Yeah, Rav Chaim.
Yeah.
Rav Chaim Krauss.
You're mad at me.
Yes, so he also, I think, asked from that that Gemara puffed. I was asking you another question, but we'll talk about this more about hematomas. This comes up a lot when a woman is pregnant and it's the sac, there's a hematoma, a clot that forms between the sac and the wall of the uterus, and of course there's a clot and there's a lot of bleeding. So the question was, can you consider that a maka? Because so I haven't found someone who wants to be makel on that as of yet. Because I can see that, you know, such a svara, it's not there for Yibakach, it's the sack is was pushing against the wall or something like that. Okay. But at the end of the day, Akarei Kichmos HaKol, you know, if a woman has her period, we're going to ask her. And Akarei Kichmos HaKol, anything inside, which comes up a lot, whether it did a bedika, and she sees blood, neither deraisa. A couple has Tashmi Shamita, and then there's Dam and the Eva, neither deraisa. Unless they can go to a bodeka, they find that there's a, you know, Karamaka. I tell you, one story, the following case. A fellow came to me once on Shabbos. He said, Friday night, in the middle of the night, they had Tashmish, and he saw Dam on his Aver, and so he looked it up in a book, an English book. He said, oh, Dam on the body, you know, it could be a Kesem. So the point that he missed is that's the rest of the body, but the Aver is different than the rest of the body, because that went inside. So, you know, he took a book and he tried to apply it, but he didn't act on it. But he just said to me, you know, I looked at the book, so that's the halacha, right? So he said, no, that's an isakaris that you just matted.
What is the role that the lady does a kibua, like not like just a kibua,
okay. Yeah. So the question is, what's the cutoff point between a kinuach and a bedika? So no. So we have to understand that. No. He has a different story in the Chazanish. There are shitas. Gideon Weissman said the minhag of Taimani minhag is to permit it kinuach as a bedika. So there is another Yehuda claims that maybe the Rambam said that way, but that's b'shas hatchad gadol. Maybe there could be some stories to halacha.
But
Rabbi holds whenever you go in more deep than you normally do when you come in outside, but here you went in deeper, that already he passes that you have to be master. Some say that you have to go very deep so that you can, you know, that's the discussion of the Chassam Sofer.
And what if there's no mindset
that if there's no Hargosha, it could be Mekel. Yeah, that's the sheet that I saw. Okay, I'm going to say, okay, I think we finished we saw the last of the sheetas to the Rabbeinu Avadia and the Marach Har Zerua and everyone else. But it's good to know, now you have everything in perspective. You know, you have the Tara and you know the Marach Mublin, you have to just put it together in your head. But at the end of the day, you know, we say there's a chiyuv of hargasha, if it's not, so it doesn't mean that it's mutter. It still could be a chashin hargasha, it could be a nidus rabban, and all these different things. And Bez Hashem, after Yontif, will continue b'siyata d'shmaya, we'll continue with the next batch. But it was kedai to, I know we spent this several, how many shiurim did we have so far?
Five
shiurim. Okay, we spent five shiurim knocking this out, you know. But it's important, is the yisodas of Hilchos Nida.
Does Rebbe have a next
path that we can run on something? If you want, you speak to Rabbi Tuchman. Yeah. Okay, a Gemara Chasima Tova to everybody.